Nobody's Baby But Mine. Copyright 1997 by Susan Elizabeth Phillips. This recording of the full-length reading of Nobody's Baby But Mine was published by arrangement with the author and the Axelrod Agency and was produced in 1997 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book is read by Anna Fields. Chapter 1. "Let me get this straight," Jody Polansky said. "You want to give Cal Bonner a woman for a birthday present?" The three offensive linemen who were spending the November evening sitting in the back booth at Zebra's, the DuPage County sports bar favored by the Chicago Stars football players, all nodded at once. Junior Duncan gestured toward the waitress for another round. "He's going to be 36, so we wanted to make this extra special." "Bull," Jody said. Everybody who knew anything about football knew that Cal Bonner, the Stars' brilliant quarterback, had been demanding, temperamental, and generally impossible to get along with ever since the season started. Bonner, popularly known as the Bomber because of his fondness for throwing explosive passes, was the top-ranked quarterback in the AFC, and a legend. Jody crossed her arms over the form-fitting white tank top that was part of her hostess uniform. It didn't occur to either her or any of the three men at the table to consider the moral dimensions of their discussion, let alone notions of political correctness. This was, after all, the NFL. "You think if you get him a woman, he'll ease up on all of you," she said. Willie Jarrell gazed down into his beer through a pair of thickly lashed dark brown eyes. "Son of a bitch been kicking so much ass lately, nobody can stand being around him." Junior shook his head. "Yesterday..."